Matthew 17, 22 and 23. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. Throughout his ministry, Jesus spoke of his coming death and resurrection. Just a chapter earlier in Matthew, Jesus explained all of this to his disciples, only to be rebuked of Peter. But Peter didn't have the bigger picture in mind. This was Jesus' mission, and there was no alternative. To try and stop him was to do the work of the enemy, which is why Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He would take the punishment we deserved on the cross and die in our place. His blood would not just cover, but wash away our sin. Not only would he die for us and be buried, but he would raise from the dead 3 days later, conquering death and hell. There would be no salvation for any man had Jesus not come to do this. He was betrayed into the hands of men, but he went to the cross willingly. Matthew 17, 22 and 23. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry.